Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smokey House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dum. And I'm back. I know, finally. I stay going on these little hiatuses. But thank you guys for your patience, and thank you guys for tuning back in. I really don't have much to talk about today, but we're going to get into something, okay? Something. and I'm joined by two co-hosts today. My dogs are in the session with me, Broly and Fievel. They're actually big chilling right now. They're actually a little quiet, which is a surprise. They might be barking a little later on, and you might hear me tell them, shut the fuck up, because they are the friendliest dogs, but they're just so nosy and so loud. Like, they TTG for real. Like, any noise, any knock at the door, anything falls, they be on high alert. So I guess that's a good thing. But they here with me during this morning session. Like I said, y'all, excuse me for being on my hiatus, but y'all should know me by now. But I'm back. I really don't have much to talk about because there really isn't any kiki moments, really. It's been a little dramatic out there in these streets, really. Like, the celebrities have really cooled down. It's these politicians. I thought it was going to be easier now that Trump is out of office. But Biden, what you doing, homie? But anyway, before we kick off with that, you already know I have to start off my show by letting you guys know, if you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, I am on Instagram, and I do have Twitter pages. So if you haven't already, please add my Snapchat. My Snap is D_HIGH, and I'm about to get into that soon because I haven't even sparked up. Oh my God. It's the end right in front of me. Oh my goodness. And I haven't even lit it, but whatever. Oh, back. Topic at hand. So yeah, if you haven't followed me on Snapchat or added me on Snapchat, please go ahead and do that. Again, it is D_HIGH. I do have multiple Instagram pages. Not multiple, but I have my main page Instagram, which is me, and then I have my Smokey House Instagram, which is updates on my podcast and also photos of me. So if you haven't followed any of those pages, go ahead and do that. My main page would be champion_D. Once again, it is champion_D, and then my podcast Insta is 713 Smokey House. Literally all one word, 713 Smokey House, SMOKEYHOUZ. Go ahead and add those pages. And then my Twitter accounts are remember_REDEE. And then I have my podcast Twitter, which is basically Smokey House, just backwards. It is House Smokey. So it is HOUZSMOKEY. So if you haven't followed those, please go ahead and do so. It would be greatly appreciated. My lungs are strong, but damn, that was a mouthful. I had to take a deep breath. Yeah, y'all, like I said, I really ain't much to talk about. I had made some notes from like a month ago, because I really haven't done an episode since Kanye dropped his album and Drake dropped his album. And that's been about a month, really. I've gotten more into Drake's album, though. Like, at first, I really wasn't feeling it. I thought Kanye's was, like, top tier. It was much better. But I went back and I listened to Certified Lover Boy one more time. And, you know, my number one song I play every day. Every fucking day, bro. Knife Talk. Yo, I don't... Gang shit, that's all I'm on, nigga gang. Bruh, that is my favorite song right now. And then also from, I think I talked about this on the last episode too, like what was my favorite songs from Donda. Mountains, of course, I love that song. The song he had with Shensia, one of those. I didn't like both of them because one of the songs, it was a little weird, but another one I like. But Mountains is basically, I think it's, that's The Weeknd and Lil Baby, is on that one. Oh, love that song. So those have been on repeat in my car lately. But I still feel like Donda was a better album. I don't care. Speaking of albums, so isn't some don't we have some new albums? Sorry, y'all. Sorry. Oh my God. What is there was another song too. I'm sorry, my brain is everywhere right now. I'm on this coffee and cannabis, so it's weird. It's weird. But speaking of albums, oh my God, 42 Doug, I think. I don't know if it's new, it's a new song, or it's the old song, or I'm just late to the party, but that 42 Doug song with Future. Oh no, I'm not trying to play that. Oh, pause. Pause. Shout out to Lovely T. I love her. Her song, her video is playing in the background. I wasn't trying to hear that though. I was trying to look up this song. What are you doing? What are you doing? God, this is why I need my iPad back. I don't like this laptop shit. It's so it be lagging. It just does too much. I don't like it. It's not touch. Is it touch screen? Wait a minute. Oh shit. The laptop is touch screen. Let me shut up. But still, my slow ass be having trouble working it. But like I was saying, the 42 Doug song, I think, with Future, where he mentions where he mentions Lori Harvey is also been on repeat in my vehicle as well. What the fuck is this thing doing? Excuse my language, y'all, but I'm currently using my boyfriend's laptop and I really want to throw it, and I'm not trying to because it's not mine, but it's pissing me the fuck off. And this is why I need my iPad back. I don't like this shit. Oh, but speaking of another thing, again, I just keep going back and forth. I'm sorry, y'all. Keep up, keep up, keep up. But I recently just moved as well. So that's another reason why I've been on hiatus. But we just moved and it was stressful at first. We got into it with one of these Trump supporter neighbors. But so like since that little incident, it's gotten a lot better. But I'm happy that we moved. I'm happy we're in a better space, bigger space, and it's awesome. But yeah, that's another reason why I've been on hiatus. But I'm back, bitches. Y'all, damn, what is that song? What is that song called? I love listening to it, but I don't know the song. This is how I know I'm getting old too. Like, damn, I'll hear something or I'll be like, oh, I know that song, and I don't even know who raps it, but I know the song. And I'm like, damn, I'm really an auntie. I'm really an auntie out here. Like, my memory bad. I can't remember shit. I be hearing songs. These new artists be popping out of the woodwork. Oh, Maybach. So I was on the right song. Stupid ass. I know what I be doing. I just don't be having faith in myself. Y'all, again, this is just a smoky chit chat. I don't have much to talk about. I'm just rambling. Thank you guys for rambling with me. Oh, it's called Maybach. Oh my God. That song, 42 Doug and Future, Maybach. Those are the top three songs. Back to the topic at hand. Those are the top three songs I keep playing in my car right now is Mountains, Kanye West, is Knife Talk, Drake, and 21 Savage, and then Maybach. Oh, the battery's running low. That's why. Let me go get the charger, y'all. Hold on. But yeah, those are the three songs that I've been playing and are like so addictive to me lately. I don't know who else is supposed to be doing or releasing music. So I'll probably be listening to that for a while. Oh my God, and a bitch, I finally downloaded Apple Music. Well, subscribed to Apple Music. I've been really on Spotify, but I was an adult. Well, not really. I was a real Apple user and I just said, fuck it. I'm doing a 6 month trial right now. And then it's $9.99 a month. So I'm like, that's pretty cool. I guess that's all right. So I've been able, like before, I was able to like still get into new music and hear the newer music that was out there, but I didn't care for it because I would actually have to go look for it or just catch it playing on my Spotify list. Now it's like a lot easier because Apple is really, really good with sending out notifications. And they'll show me all the new singles and new albums that came out. So that was really cool. Oh, that Don Toliver album I was listening to the other day. Really good. Really good. But yeah. That's about it. I'm sorry. I went like really back and forth talking about music, but guys, keep up. You know me. Let me spark this blunt. Hopefully it'll help me focus. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it'll help me out a little bit. But besides my move, really nothing has been going on in my life. Which I'm like, I don't mean to say that in a boring way. I'm happy about it because, ooh, I like this version of my life. I like the calm, peaceful, serenity part of my life right now because a few years back, bitches was getting in shootouts and, you know, having to talk to police every other weekend. Right now, I like this part of my life. So I'm cool with it. I'm not content because I feel like being content leaves for stuff to get boring or get, you know, it could leave for stuff to like stuff to start having problems, if that makes sense to me. You know them things that the that's all over social media right now, red flags, or oh, if such and such does this, it's a red flag. If such and such says this, it's a red flag. For me, being content is a red flag. Like, I just can't do it. I can't just be like, oh, okay, I'm happy right now. I'm content with it. Like, no, bitch. Like, I don't want to say I have to be on my, like, tiptoes. I have to be guarded or something. But I just, like, I stay alert because you never know what can happen. And just because you're just happy in your life right now and everything's going good right now, you never know, like, when an obstacle can come around and are you going to be able to handle it? So, for me personally, I just, you know, I got to stay ready so I don't have to get ready. But I'm happy in my life, if that makes sense. I don't know, but I hope it makes sense. Anyway, let me spark this blunt because I'm just rambling. I am just rambling. Yo, I really want a co-host too. I really want somebody to come on here and start doing episodes with me. Everyone keeps thinking like it has to be like someone in Houston. It really does not. Like, 'cause y'all could call in. We could set it up. We could do certain dates. It would be fun, but you already know. You have to be weed friendly. Mary Jane has to be around and whatnot. And you know, we just chit chat something. Maybe one day. Hopefully I'll get a call sooner or later. I have to get a new job too, y'all. Because I don't know if anybody else has been feeling like this, but when I started my job, I've been with my job for about like going on 3 years now. When I first started my job, I loved it. I loved helping out the people. I loved talking to the people. I loved dealing with money. It was everything. It was cool. Since this whole pandemic happened, like everything has been so fucking draining. Like, we are short staffed. We are like, I work for a financial institution. So days we are short on money, we short on inventory, we short on supplies. And it's just, and then the people above us who are supposed to be in management and corporate, they don't even know what the fuck is going on. So they can't even tell us clear answers. So it's just been the last 2 years because we've really been going through this pandemic for 2 fucking years, bro. And I'm just so sick of it. It's been so draining. It's been horrible. And I'm over it. And right now, I'm this close to becoming a stripper. I am so like I'm ready to give my 2 weeks notice and just say, you know what, I'm going to the club. I'm going to the club. I'm about to take my top off, shake my little C cups, and do what it do. But then I'm like, oh, do I really want to be in that life? But I'm like, damn, they glamorize it so motherfucking much. I'm like, fuck it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so over it. And I get it. Like, nothing is gonna come to me easily. I get it. I have to work to pay my bills. I understand that. But a lot of these corporations and these businesses need to learn and appreciate these workers that stuck the fuck around through the pandemic. Like, it's like, especially like these essential workers, like the nurses, the bitch. I personally, grocery store cashiers are essential motherfucking workers because I've never seen a Kroger down. I've never seen a Stop Shop down. I've never seen a motherfucking Walmart down. They've been up and running and people have been going to fucking work. But people want to complain and woe is me and bitch. Like, no, I don't want to say glorify, but damn, show a little appreciation to the motherfuckers who come into work because we ready to quit. I swear to God, I'm so ready. I'm so ready because I don't feel that I'm being appreciated. Is that a word? Appreciated, excuse me. I don't feel like I'm being appreciated at my job. And I feel like that's a problem for a lot of people. I talked to a few of my friends, like my mama too. My mama herself, since the pandemic, my mama has had like four different jobs. She said, I'm not staying nowhere where I'm undervalued. And I feel her on that because like, and a lot of like these politicians will say, well, you can get a new job. Wendy's is hiring, McDonald's is hiring, Arby's is hiring. Bitch, I am a grown ass person. I'm not in high school. I'm not in junior high. What the fuck is an Arby's check gonna do for me? That's not even my car note. Like, and it's frustrating. It's so frustrating. I don't know if you guys feel the same or if I made sense, but a lot of these corporations and companies really need to take in consideration the workers that they still have, the workers that are coming in every day, the workers that are showing up when they're scheduled. Like, give us a bonus. Like, give us hazard pay. Like, a lot of places didn't even do hazard pay. Nurses right now, nurses, the ones that were on the front line saving lives are being fired and replaced with motherfucking the National Guard. Bitch, I swear to God, if I was a nurse, I would raise hell. I would raise hell. Like, you mean to tell me for the past year and a half where I had to duct tape my suit together to go fight in the COVID unit, now you're telling me that I'm being replaced with an army worker because I personally, in my own life, which should be separate from my job, and my personal life, which is separate from my job, you're telling me that I'm fired now? Bitch, what? Oh, so draining. Excuse me, sipped coffee. I don't know. It's just, I'm ready for this pandemic to be over. I'm over it. I'm over it. I want to be a stripper. But then I'm like, damn, I can't work in the black strip club because if you follow me on social media, you know, bitch. Bitch, I ain't got no ass. I ain't got no titties. I got a pretty face. Like, I'm cute with bitch. What you doing? Like, why is you here? That's what they gonna say. Girl, what is you doing here? You knew damn well this is not the profession for you. I was like, well, bitch, I'm tired of 9 to 5. And it's not even that. I'm not even tired of 9 to 5. I'm just tired of not feeling appreciated. I'm tired of like going to this job that don't appreciate that motherfuckers is coming to it. Like my company has a high ass turnover rate, and this was even before the pandemic. Like, it's just like companies don't value their workers. And if you don't value somebody or you don't take in consideration that this person is, you know, going the extra mile for you, why the fuck would they stick around? And that's where I'm at right now. I'm just like, bitch, I'm ready to quit this and move bricks for El Chapo. But then I'm like, bitch, you can't do that. You gotta, you know, find another avenue. And I'm just like, oh, it's so difficult. And like a lot of people will be like, well, it's gonna be easy finding a new job. Everyone's hiring. But it's like, do they fit my qualifications? Yeah, I fit their qualifications. You know, I got a degree, I graduated, you know, I can type certain, you know, this amount of words per minute, you know, I fit their qualifications, but damn, do they have benefits? Do they have health insurance? Do they have dental insurance? Will they have a 401k for me? What is the starting pay? Will that pay go up quarterly, or will I just be stuck at this pay for the rest of my life working for this company? It's different things. It's like, bitch, y'all hiring, but is y'all the job for me? It's a lot. It is a lot. But that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Again, just rambling. I hope y'all's situation with y'all work is going well during this whole pandemic. I know a lot of us are frustrated with our jobs, so frustrated with this country. Ugh, but you know, we're hanging in there. Holiday times are coming up. The cost of everything is rising, and it's just like, Lord, make a way for us, because ooh. I don't eat bacon like that, but I seen on social media a few weeks ago. Speaking of the cost of living is going up. Bacon was at like $6. And like pork has always been a little high. You know what really be upsetting me when I go grocery shopping? Because I used to get food stamps. I don't get food stamps no more. I miss them. I'm not ashamed to say I was on assistance and I miss them. I took it for granted, but a bitch got a better job, so they cut me. But it is what it is. But I miss them. Oh, I miss my SNAP. Oh, I miss my SNAP benefits. Bruh, when my shit hit? My shit hit the 5th of every month, and oh my God, that was oh happy day. Oh happy day. When my snap in the 5th hit. When my snap in the 5th hit. When my snap in the 5th hit. Oh, whoa, that was a happy day for me. Oh, the 5th of every month, I was in that Kroger. I went to 99. I got my cab. Oh, swipe, swipe. Swipe, swipe. I was not ashamed. I was, oh, damn. God, I miss those. Oh, miss my benefits. Oh, miss my benefits. But back to what I was saying. I'd be going to the grocery store, and everyone was so upset about the whole pork, how pork rolls and the price of pork rolls. Y'all see the price of cheese? Honestly. Honestly and truthfully, have y'all seen the price of certain produce? Bruh, head of lettuce? Have you seen what the head of lettuce be costing? And that's if you can find lettuce. I don't know about y'all, but down here, some days I can't be finding lettuce. Cheese is damn near $8. And I'm cereal? I don't know if y'all have kids or anything like that, but I understand why my mama used to buy the off-brand, because goddamn, one box of cereal is like $4, and then after tax, it's like six. Bitch, grocery shopping? Oh no, oh no. So if you get benefits, if you get food stamps, be proud, because I'm proud for you. I wish I did, because food is expensive. Oh my God, food is expensive. And again, everything's supposed to be going up too. This coming winter. So, y'all, if you can't apply now, apply. See if you get it. I tried. They denied me. I make too much. I'm gonna try again next year. Oh my goodness. People doing PPP loans. Why can't I get benefits? Fuck. Shit. I don't make that damn much money. Shit. But anyway. No, but for real, if you get food stamps, be proud of that shit. I ain't saying sell them or anything, or you know, put it all on social media that you get food stamps, stuff like that. But shit, don't be ashamed of it. Shit. Government paying for your food? Shit. They making the prices of this shit. God damn it, pay for it. I need me a benefits friend. If you got food stamps and you trying to be friends, follow me on social media, message me. We can go grocery shopping together. Please and thank you. Add me on Snap, D_HIGH. Let me know when you're gonna go on your little monthly trip. I'll slide my little Hundo 120. You know, let me use that card real fast, mama. Please and thank you. Tell Steve Harvey, I don't wanna. Oh, I'm definitely jamming that song before I go to work. Speaking of, I'm supposed to be getting ready for work right now. If y'all can see my face. So over it. But I'm gonna go because I need to check. Living ain't free. And honestly, I don't mind working. I'm not a lazy person. I love, like I said, when I first got that job, when I first got any job, I love going there. I love helping out the people. I love making money. That's one. That's gonna be number one. I love making money. But it's just like now it's just draining. And it's like when something drains you, you don't want to be there anymore. You want to remove yourself. You want to gain your happiness back. You want to gain your energy back. And that's where I'm at right now. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck do I need to do to get back right. Because, again, I can't be a stripper. Ooh. And I ain't going to go work for McDonald's or Arby's. So I'm just like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then if I go work for another corporation, they got all these rules and regulations because of COVID. And me personally, my stance on the whole vaccine is if you got it, good for you. If you felt like it was a necessity for you and your family, good for you. I'm glad you took those steps to protect you and your family. Me personally, I have not gotten the vaccine and I do not plan on getting the vaccine. I know people who have no side effects. They're living great. I know others that have had side effects. Me personally, I ain't trying to take that 50-50 chance, so I'm good. So then I'm like, yo, if I go to a corporation, what's their stance on this whole vaccine? Will I have to do A, B, and C to get this job? And I'm like, damn, will I have to go through all that and then later find out this job wasn't for me? And it's so much to think about and it's so much to deal with. And people wonder why I stay high because I'd rather be in a different place, a different reality, because this world is weird. It's so weird, but whatever, we here. We here. I'm supposed to be to work in like 40 minutes, y'all. I'm gonna be late. F it. I gotta get some more weed too. Later on, I'm gonna go to my other weed man because I've been going to this one particular weed man like 3 times already. So I think I've gotten like used to his weed. So I'm gonna go to my other weed man, see what he got. And he usually got the exotic. And he, but his prices just be a little too exotic out of my pocket. And I'm like, God damn, nigga. Like, ooh. $50 for an eighth? Ooh, maybe 35, 40, but $50. Shit, I don't know about that. But he do be having some pressure, so I gotta go talk to him later on because this is my last blunt, y'all. The blunt I'm smoking with y'all right now, this is my last one. I ain't gonna have nothing to smoke when I get off, but it's okay. I gotta get right to go into work. Say my little prayer, have my little jam session, wash my ass. Go get this money, honey. If y'all are at work right now, keep your head up. I know you're probably ready to go home. If you are heading into work or if you are off, lucky, whatever. But, damn, why can't we all be rich? You know what I feel like? What's that name? What's that man's name who owned Amazon? Jeff Bezos, bitch. You paid, paid. You paid. Pay, give everybody $2 million. Let everybody experience being rich. Some of us gonna do right by the money, some of us gonna fuck it off, but let us make that decision. I know I would be good with $2 million right now. Help out your country. You want to go to space and all this shit for, to be nosy. That don't do nothing for us down here. What is you going to space do for us? Nothing. Give us some of that money you got. help us out by, you know, giving us some donations. That would be awesome. You can write it off as a tax write-off. You're gonna get the money back. We gonna have money. We all gonna be good. I can call off of work for 2 weeks and not feel guilty about it. Like, come on. Come on. If only, that would be so amazing. But you know, the rich stingy. And what's his name? Steve Jobs. He paying his wife alimony of what, 6 million? Some shit like that. So I ain't even gonna ask him. But Jeff, homie, come on now. Help us out. Help us out. Y'all, I don't want to go. I really don't want to go to work. I just want to like crawl right back into my bed. But I can't do that. Money to be made. Yes, I'm on a paper chase. But I hope y'all have a good day. I really don't know what this episode is going to be titled or really what it was about, but thank y'all for tuning in. Hopefully next time I have a little something to talk about. Really, it was just smoking chit chat. Prayers out to Haiti still. If you're down here in Houston and want to show support or give donations, I do have the link for this church located down here, and then also, well, actually, the link takes you to different organizations that are helping out the Haitian refugees in the country of Haiti right now, and that is on my social medias. So if you click that link, you'll be able to help out during their time of crisis right now, and just, you know, prayers to Haiti and all the Haitians. Ooh, I was supposed to talk about Drake and his little grooming rumors because, oh, you know, R. Kelly said he about to spill the beans. So R. Kelly was found guilty. That was something I wanted to talk about too. Speaking of Drake and his grooming, apparently Drake been grooming, but I'm not surprised. You know, he a little nerd. Most of these IG models is young as hell, looking grown as fuck. So I'm not surprised that he got caught up with some little ass IG model. And you know, the Twitter investigators and TikTok investigators, y'all, those TikTok detectives can put two and two together and make a whole case against your ass, and you're gonna be behind bars in less than a week. So you need to be careful. But oh, R. Kelly was convicted, and apparently he ready to tell. He ready to sit down and spill all the tea. Like, apparently there's a singer and a rapper he's name dropping. I wonder who that could be. I'm gonna stay tuned on that. You know, I'm still gonna jam R. Kelly's music. Yes, he is a disgusting man who, you know, molested those children and, you know, sick in the head. He is a really sick man, but I cannot take away from the fact that he made some awesome ass music. And I will still be jamming his music. And you can side-eye me all you want. At my wedding, I will still be playing Step in the Name of Love, and y'all better two-step with me. If not, you can get the fuck out. It is what it is. But I just wonder who those two or multiple people he gonna be name dropping. Like, who, what, where? But it's the whole industry. Like, the industry in general is sick, twisted, dark place, bro. Like, I really don't be shocked at some of the stories that come out, but I'm just like, ooh, flabbergasted. Like, you are nasty. So you gonna keep up with that? I re like when he said he was gonna name drop a rapper. You know who the first person that came into my head? And I don't know if it came into y'all's head, but it was Jay-Z. That was the first rapper that popped in my head. It was like, it's either Jay-Z or Diddy. But I know he had a closer relationship with Jay-Z at the time. And they both were linked to Aaliyah. And I swear they were supposed to have a tour back in the day too. And then something happened on that tour. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna stay tuned. Have my teacup ready. See who he's snitching. Who he? Excuse me. See who he's snitching on. And yeah, but that was who I thought it was, or who I think it is. I feel like it's Jay-Z. It could be Diddy too. It could be somebody we would probably not even think of. Shit. Oh Lord. But a lot of people are tied to R. Kelly. A lot of people in this industry are tied to R. Kelly. Like he's been working in the industry since the 90s, early 90s. Like he's a legend. And now his legacy is tarnished, but he's still a legend. So guess we'll see. We shall see. This blunting. I'm high. I'm high, y'all. Can't even form sentences, but it's okay. What time is it? It's 12:23. Oh, not 12. I'll be late if it's 12:23. It probably is 12:23 on the East Coast though, so because it's 11:23 here. But yeah, I hope you guys have a positive day. I'm about to end this. Go wash my butt, get ready for work. Come back whenever I feel like it. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Come back whenever I feel like it and hopefully have some topics to discuss. Thank you guys for tuning in to my smoky chit chat. Again, if you haven't followed me on social media, please go ahead and do so. I am on Snapchat, I am on Instagram, and I am on Twitter. So go ahead and add my Snap, D_HIGH. Add my Insta accounts, champion_D, as well as 713 Smokey House, and then follow my Twitter pages, remember_REDEE, as well as HOUSE SMOKEY. So House Smokey, if you haven't already, and thank you if you have. And yeah, I'll hopefully be back when I feel like it. Y'all have a good, productive, positive day. If you are at work right now, shout out to y'all. I'm about to do the same. I don't want to, but we got to get to this paper. So it is what it is. Bills to be paid. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. But anyways, if you're at work right now, again, I hope you have a good, positive day. I hope you are safe in your field. I hope the people that you associate with and, have interactions with are cool, calm, collective, and don't trigger you, because I'm praying the same for me today. And yeah, and if you're at home chilling, lucky you. Alrighty, y'all. I'll be back again when I feel like it. Thanks for tuning in. Later.